I love North Carolina. A lot of good things come from North Carolina. And I believe Malcolm Holcomb was, you were raised around those parts.
I was raised in Western North Carolina, just a little old town north of Asheville, Weaverville. And,
I remember a town, Candler. We camped around there in the Pisgah Forest, around there.
Right next door.
I'm so happy you're here.
Glad to be back. Thank you, Larry.
And I'm just going to turn it over to you and play whatever you'd like. I know it was a good show last night. I'll tell you a little later as you're listening about how you can learn more at Malcolm's website about him. I know you don't like gushing too much, but you're just a real favorite of so many people.
Glad to be back around, Larry. Thanks, man. There's an old song. From the Cajun down to the Carolina, she was sick in the morning, see the town doctor. Well, life, Agatha Christie, in a trail way back from New Orleans. Who done it? Who carried you? From the churchyard to the liquor store, the clothesline clean out the door. Well, life, Agatha Christie, in a trail way back from New Orleans. Who done it? Who carried you? Thelma Marie, three boys love Pearl and Jean. 59 to heaven through 37 years, oh Lord. Who done it? Who carried you? Sitting on her lap and smelling Listerine in black and white. Might have been that old faded TV. Lord, it really was a Buick to the A&P. Who done it? Who carried you? Thelma Marie. Three boys love Pearl and Jean. 59 to heaven through 37 years. Oh Lord, who done it? And who carried you? From the Cajun down to the Carolina, she got sick in the morning. CLT sprinkle, Lord, he's gone. She read John D. McDonald and Ellery Queen. Love that Dr. Zhivago. She had the record. Thelma Marie. Three boys love Pearl and Jean. And from 59 to heaven through 37 years. Oh Lord, who done it? And who carried you? Who done it? Who carried you?
What a beautiful way to honor folks. That song, that's a great song.
Well, it's an old tune, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, Lonesome George Gobel said on the Ed Sullivan Show one time, when it comes to a part I know, play hell out of it. There's Ricky tiptoeing around.
Oh, yeah. She's tiptoeing.
She dialed me in here. I couldn't remember how to get up here.
Oh, we've been anticipating you. I think you're in Cleveland tonight.
That's right, Streetsboro.
Yes, and so we have listeners.
Sir.
We have a station in Ohio. It's not in Cleveland, but it's not that long of a drive. So you can catch Malcolm tonight there. And if you go to his website, it's easy. It's a nice, plain, well, you know, not a fancy address, malcolmholcomb.com. That is the way it ought to be.
It's just pretty simple, I guess.
Yeah, it just comes through. How long have you been on the road?
I just left a couple of days ago. Played last night and glad to be here at the radio as a light brigade, and then playing tonight at these nice folks. We got them a little basement that we go over there and pick some once in a while.
That's great.
Jay Johnson.
Listening to you pick, I mean, it's just, it's hard for me to even say anything. It's just a combination of the lyrics and your voice and your skills as a picker are just bar none. Some of the greatest things to listen to.
Well, you know, they had one of these books. They probably still make these Mel Bay chord books, you know, with pictures on where to put your fingers.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and the first page is pretty cool. And after that, I kind of got stuck in the weeds. It's kind of confusing. But those books are pretty handy, you know. Of course, these days they got computers and they got little Martians that kind of come down, you know,
If Mel Bay could clone himself, he could have a whole orchestra. You know, he seemed to know every instrument. It's a Mel Bay for every single instrument.
Yeah, man, he's a good picker. I remember his fingers did things that I've never seen before, pictures anyway.
Wow, I never actually saw any pictures of him, or actually don't know much about the man at all, other than his name on so many books.
Yeah, that's been 50-something, about 50 years ago.
Wow.
It's a thin book, but it had a lot of chords in it. But, you know, it had pictures of, you know, your hand on the neck of the guitar, you know, pressing down the strings, and he had it very simplified on where to put your fingers to make chords, like a C or an F or a G and an A and a D, and then it got real complicated.
And then you just took
it off. I don't remember nothing about that stuff.
Yeah, it just took
all your orchestral chords and stuff. And
yeah.
And that's when...
It's probably when you turned and just learned on your own, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I just went and...
I think there's a lot, you know, my brother...
In that direction.
My brother's a guitarist, jazz, and classical.
Yeah?
He primarily is self-taught, solely is self-taught.
Oh, yeah, I love to hear, you know, people play classical guitar like Segovia, Montoya, and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't get to hear him as much as I'd like. And at the time he tried to take lessons, you know, he's just about 60. He's about to turn 60.
Wow.
When he's and he's, you know, been at it since he was in his teens. When he's tried to take lessons, it's almost like they wanted to change. You know, they wanted to correct his style of playing. And, you know, he already found his style of playing. But there's people that want you to conform to what those books say. And I'm not sure that's always the best thing to do.
Yeah. I was just thinking about, speaking of jazz and stuff, I got to hear this fellow in Dallas, Texas, a couple of years ago. Me and a buddy of mine were over there running around in his happy hour, and he looked like Walter Brennan, you know. And we were eating a sandwich, and the music just kind of stopped us from chewing, and we looked up there and started listening, and it was this fella and with white hair and white beard, and his fingers weren't moving, and he was just standing real still, and had four or five young people around him, and they played Django Reinhardt, man, and they just nailed it. I mean, just in the pocket. There's Steph, and then found out he passed away recently. His name is Slim Ritchie, and he's a Texas legend.
Wow.
Slim Ritchie. So if anybody's out there, man, you need to dial him up, man. He's just wonderful.
Yeah, I'm going to look for him.
And I got a chance to meet the gentleman, and he introduced me to the band, and soft-spoken and really kind, and he just really warm spirit. And he knew all the band. He knew their mothers and fathers and uncles and their cousins, and he went through and named everybody. And, you know, I never laid eyes on him, didn't know him from Adam's house cat, but he was just embodied and, engulfed into this, doing this Django Reinhardt stuff, man, which was incredible. It just blew me away. Slim Ritchie.
Slim Ritchie. What would you like to do next?
And, speaking of rain, it's raining in Savannah, Georgia. And I don't know if I played this song last time, but it just came to mind. It's cool in Savannah, like the last time I know. I say it's cool in Savannah, like the last time I know. And I feel lost and hurting, thirsty like before. Ain't nobody see me when I look them in the eye. Ain't nobody, they don't see me when I look them straight up in the eye. They just stare behind my back. They don't care about if I die. It's raining in Savannah, my bones aching all the time. Raining in Savannah, my poor bones are just aching all the time. That undertaker's mean and ugly, he's a humming in the pines. It's a crazy way of dying, sinking low down in my head. It's crazy, it's the way of dying, sinking low down in my head. You see, I'm deep below the sunshine, this here's a cold and lonely bed. It's crowded in the ground, ain't nobody knows my name. It's crowded down here in the ground and nobody knows my name. You see, everybody's in a box and everybody looks the same. Yellow fever's awful bad, and I ain't got no money for a bell. Yellow fever's awful bad, and I ain't got no money for a bell. I've been buried here alive, and ain't nobody gonna tell.
Malcolm Holcomb. I was in Savannah about 6 months ago.
Were you?
In Savannah. I was actually thinking of walking down along the river walk, and we had a lot of rain. Ricky and I were both there. A lot of rain while we were there. And that city has a rhythm to it that is not unlike the rhythm of that song. At least to me it does.
I was down there with my wife, and it rained like hell for a couple of days.
It's raining on us, too.
And she stumped her toe, and that was it. We just came home. it's a pretty little town, pretty trees down there. Those bottles, pretty.
Well, when you mentioned boxes in the song, it made me think of all those squares in our town. Every square, Savannah, it's, the way the city is laid out, all these square after square after square of the parks.
Some it's not like train tracks falling in the river. People get a pencil and they get these ideas, and just speaking of conformity, just square things up, you know. Of course, you know, square comes in handy.
Oh yeah,
it can. You know, when you're trying to cut, make a straight line to cut a board or something, you know. Of course, don't help me any, but anyway. You know, you want another dog's hind leg? Yeah, man. That's not a straight line. That's a dog's hind. You know, crooked as a dog's hind leg. Yeah. I ain't talking about lawyers, but I was thinking about lawyers. And, you know, they're not crooked. They're just a, refined horse traders. you know, of course, the horse might have a broken leg, but boy, now I'm just kidding, guys. Man, I don't get all the attorneys on up.
They're not. I mean, an attorney helped to get you here to Pittsburgh, Dennis. McCurdy.
Yeah, nice fella. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, but yeah, you know. I mean,
I'd you know, if you feel like I want to be sure.
Yeah, I'll play you one more here, Larry.
One more, I'd love it.
That's okay.
It's you're just the biggest treat when you're here, Malcolm. I mean that. Thank you. You've got.
All right, man. You know, you gotta stop drinking on the job, man. It's early.
Oh, it's just water, but.
Just kidding, folks. Larry's not tippling. He's a.
Not yet, at least.
But thank you at the Light Brigade and Larry and all the folks here. God bless you all. And y'all take care of yourselves. It's good to be back here in Pittsburgh. I'm tuning this transistor radio here. This is a... I was just thinking about Mary Gaucher lately, and if you never heard of Mary Gaucher, she's a great writer and storyteller, and wonderful, a lot of compassion for the people that are may not be fortunate to have a silver spoon in every pocket and mouth, and she sang on this tune a few years ago. I wish she was here now. I hadn't seen her in a while. Y'all check out Mary Gaucher. She's from New Orleans down there, I think. But this is kind of a similar time tune. My dog helped me write this song. His name is Holden. I had to put him down, but he's in a better place, I believe. But in the summertime, this little tune, leave you with this one. It's called Don't You Miss That Water. Steps your boat up and the hurricane chimes to the wind kicking up, sun beating down. Ain't no rain in sight, bone dry in the valley. Nobody smiles but the rich in the alley. Don't you miss that water when it's gone. Don't you miss that water when it's gone. Say rich in the alley, free in the gutter. Drink to the past and pray for another. Holding on in the corner where the slapping the flies to the cries of the crows in the lonesome sky. Don't you miss that water when it's gone. Don't you miss that water when it's gone. Don't you miss that water when it's gone. Oh, don't you miss that water when it's gone. think about me when the sun goes down. Stars are raising up all over this town. Lord knows I'm lost in the heat, burning round and round. Don't you miss that water when it's gone? 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 Miss that water when it's gone. Thank you. God bless y'all. Now take care.
Thanks to Malcolm Holcomb.